بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Continuing the explanation of Surah Al-Qamar, and we have reached verse number 9, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to tell the story of the prophets in brevity, but in a way which is very, very effective. If you read them and recite them slowly and with contemplation, you will find them indeed very effective. A few words, but they are perfectly deterrent. As Allah stated, كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا. The people of Noah denied their messenger before them. They rejected our slave. Nuh, alayhi salam, is the first messenger sent by Allah to the people of the earth, as evident from the Quran as well as the Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran stated in Surah An-Nisa chapter 4 verse 163, إِنَّا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ كَمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ نُوحٍ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Verily we have inspired you, O Muhammad, as we inspired Noah and the prophets after him. And Allah stated in Surah Al-Hadid 57 verse 26, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابِ. And indeed we sent Noah and Ibrahim and placed in their offspring prophethood and the scripture. From this we know that what some historians had mentioned, that Idris, Prophet Idris is the grandfather of Noah, this is a lie without a doubt. Untrue, false. There is no messenger before Noah. And from the Sunnah in the Hadith, in the lengthy Hadith of the intercession, there is explicit statement that Noah is the first messenger whom Allah had sent to the people of the earth. As in the Hadith of the intercession, which is agreed upon Hadith. And so therefore it is from our creed that the first messenger sent was Noah. And the final and last prophet and messenger is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah said here, كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ. The people of Noah denied before them. Allah did not in this verse explain the denial or the belying, but He revealed an entire surah, which is Surah Noah, detailing their belying and what occurred to them. So كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا. The people of Noah denied their messenger before them and they rejected our slave. Rejected our slave who? Noah. Allah referred to him as his slave. He referred to him using the term abd, and so ubudiyya, slavery and submission, because this is the most noble title a human can have. The most noble title a human can have, which is submission to Allah, humbling himself in obedience, and in returning and in reliance upon Allah. This is the meaning of ubudiyya, quote, end of quote, slavery to Allah. And it is of three types. It is of three types. The first type, the general ubudiyya, al-ubudiyya al-amma, general ubudiyya. And this comprises the entire creation. Why? Because this is submitting to the universal decree of Allah. Because this means submitting to the universal decree of Allah. as Allah stated in Surah Maryam 19:93, إِن كُلُّ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَانِ عَبْدًا. There is none in the heavens and the earth but comes unto the most beneficent as a slave. كُلُّ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, all that's in the heavens and the earth. This slavery and submission is submitting to the universal decree of Allah and its general. No creature can escape this, irrespective of his strength and might. No one can escape this. To give you an example, can any one of them escape death? Can they? No, they cannot. This is the general slavery and submission. The second is the ubudiyya, the submission particular to the believers. And this matter about the ubudiyya is very important benefit. So this is the particular one to the believers, like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا, in Surah Al-Furqan verse 63. And the slaves of the most beneficent Allah are those who walk on the earth in humility and sedateness. And this covers every believer. The third type is al-ubudiyya al-khassa bil-anbiya, slavery or submission which is particular to the prophets. And this is like the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse, the first verse, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا. Glorified and exalted be Allah, who took his slave, look at this, his slave for a journey by night. This is the journey from Mecca to Jerusalem. So look how Allah addressed his prophet, his slave. Like also in Surah Al-Furqan 25 verse 1, تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده. Blessed be he who sent down the criterion, meaning the Quran, to his slave. And in Surah Al-Kahf 18:1, so all in these surahs, they begin the first, Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba. All praise and thanks be to Allah who has sent down to his slave the book, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this verse we are discussing about Nuh, Allah said, فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا, they belied our slave. They rejected our slave. You see that? This is the slavery and submission of the prophets. This is particular to the prophets. Nuh alayhi salam stayed amongst his people 1,000 less 50 years, meaning a total of 950 years, inviting them to Allah. But every time he invited them to Allah to forgive them, they thrusted their fingers in their ears, as we learned in Surah Nuh, verse 6 to 7. But all my, and verily every time I called unto them, you might forgive them. جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ, they thrust their fingers into their ears, covered themselves up with their garments, وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ, وأصروا واستكبروا استكبارا, and persisted in their refusal and magnified themselves in pride. So they thrusted their fingers in their ears so that they don't hear the call, and they covered themselves up with their garments so that they don't see him. And this kind of haughtiness is very, very ugly type, when the person puts his fingers in his ears so that he doesn't listen to that caller, and also to cover himself with the garments so that he doesn't see. And they said what? وَقَالُوا مَجْنُون. And they said, a madman. And this is a statement which was said to all the messengers by the people who rejected them. Allah stated about this in Surah Al-Dhariyat 51-52, كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ. Likewise, no messenger came to those before them, but they said, a sorcerer or a madman, insane. This statement here, a sorcerer or a madman, or means some may have said that he is a sorcerer, others said that he is Majnun. And then Allah said, wazdujr. Was Dujr, and he was insolently rebuked and threatened. And here there is an advice that the reader recites this verse as follows: فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا, they rejected our slave, وَقَالُوا مَجْنُون, مَجْنُون, a madman, and they said, and here it is, one should not continue the recitation, should rather stop here and then recite wazdujr, because if you continue reciting and join the two statements, a madman and he was insolently rebuked and threatened, it may be to the hearer that other than them, rebuked and threatened. But the meaning is different. The meaning is that they rejected and they were the ones who rebuked and threatened him. So therefore, it's fitting to stop at Majnun and then read Wazdujr. So therefore, in this case, those who rejected, they did not stop at the rejection, but rather they rejected and they insolently rebuked and threatened. And so after some time, a long time, he, alayhi salatu wassalam, invoked Allah, as in the next verse. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Then he invoked his Lord, saying, I have been overcome, so help me. Allahu Akbar. Two statements, short ones. Inni maghloobun fantasir. And Allah answered him. And the next verse. فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ. So we opened the gates of heaven with water pouring forth. In another recitation, instead of فَتَحْنَا, it reads فَتَّحْنَا. And both are true and correct. And the one who knows both recitations should read them alternatively. Sometimes فَتَحْنَا, sometimes فَتَّحْنَا. However, with the condition, and as we mentioned earlier in the previous surah, that this should not be in the presence of common people. Because the common people think that you are reciting something which is not in the Quran in their hands. So this will cause confusion to them. And it may also be that the rank and the reverence to the Quran may be diminished with them. Or they may accuse you of being wrong and of distortion. But when you are with the students of knowledge, and when you are teaching, or between you and yourself, you should recite both recitations that are affirmed. Sometimes this one, sometimes the other one. Just like the invocations in Salah. The opening invocation in Salah. You diversify what is affirmed. Sometimes you mention the invocation, the known one. Sometimes you go to another one, etc., that are affirmed in the Sunnah. فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ, meaning every gate was opened. بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمَرٍ, water pouring forth intensely. Not just like the tiny drops of rain, but much, much more. Was this the only water coming on them? No. Now, Allah said also, وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. The next verse. And we caused the earth to gush forth with springs. And contemplate. وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. Allah did not say, فَجَّرْنَا عُيُونَ الْأَرْضِ. He didn't say, we caused the springs of the earth to gush forth. You see the difference? Can you tell the difference? And we caused the earth to gush forth with springs. That's what Allah stated. He did not say, okay. He did not say that فَجَّرْنَا عُيُونَ الْأَرْضِ, we caused the springs of the earth to gush forth. Why? It is as if the entire earth, what was springs gushing forth. You understand the difference? Okay. Even the tannur, which is used to lit fire, this is known for its heat and dryness and everything. It also gushed forth with water, as Allah stated in Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse 27, 23, 27. قال الله تعالى فأوحينا إليه أنصنع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا فإذا جاء أمرنا وفار التنور فاسلك فيها من كل زوجين اثنين وأهلك إلا من سبق عليه القول منهم. So we inspired him saying, construct the ship under our eyes and under our revelation guidance. Then when our command comes and the oven gushes forth water, the oven, The oven gushes forth water. Take on board of each kind two, male and female, and your family, except those thereof against whom the word has already gone forth. And in this statement, and the oven gushes forth water, evidence for the ability of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that these floods that occur on earth, they occur by the command of Allah, not as said by those so-called naturalists who say this is Mother Nature. They say the nature was enraged and led to these floods and these statements and the like. We seek refuge in Allah from this. Rather, it is by the command of Allah who says to the thing, be, and it will be. Then in the next verse, فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرْ فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرْ. So the water, الماء, met for a matter predestined. You see here in the translation, as you can tell, the translator put, so the waters, those coming, the waters, the water of heaven and the earth met for a matter predestined. But Allah said, فَالْتَقَى الْمَاء, He said, فَالْتَقَى الْمَاء, He said, so the water met for a matter predestined. While we have here two waters, one of the heaven and one of the earth, why didn't Allah say, so the waters? Why He didn't say, so the waters? Why He did not say this? The scholars, rahimahumullah, said that Allah intended the kind. Allah intended the kind. And in this case, the kind is one, isn't it? The water of the earth and the water of the heavens. Right? This is one aspect. Or, since what is intended by these waters is one thing, and that is their punishment, then it is correct to make it in the singular form. Is that clear? Because both are intended as punishment. So that's why it came in the singular form. Al-ma, water. Met for a matter predestined, preordained. Nothing that takes place except that it is written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah stated in Surah Yasin, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. And all things we have recorded with numbers as a record in a clear book. That's the correct meaning. Meaning from the actions of the children of Adam. And that everything that occurs on earth is in a record, in a clear book. Then in the next verse, verse 13, in our surah, وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ وَدُسُرٍ, that we have carried him on a ship made of planks and nails. Meaning Noah and his family, except those whom the pre-decree of Allah was justly established on them. And Allah commanded that He takes from every pair two, and those who believed with him. And those who believed with Noah were few. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carried them on the ship made of planks and nails. And Noah alayhi salam himself worked on manufacturing or making this ship. And his people passing by him and making mockery of him, as Allah stated in Surah Hud 11:38. قال الله تعالى ويصنع الفلك وكلما مر عليه ملأ من قومه سخروا منه قال إن تسخروا منا فإنا نسخر منكم كما تسخرون. And as he was constructing the ship, whenever the chiefs of his people passed by him, they made a mockery of him. He said, if you mock at us, so do we mock at you likewise for your mocking. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ, the next verse, فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. 39. And you will know who it is on whom will come a torment that will cover him with disgrace, and whom will fall a lasting torment. So Allah described this ship as made having nails and planks, many planks, and that these are great planks and strong, and nails, dusur. It's said that this means nails, and it is said that it what is used to tie the wood together, so it will be more general than the nails. Why? Because the wood may be brought together and using nails or using ropes. Whatever is important, that the making of this ship in a firm way and strong. And Allah mentioned the material used in making the ship, so that this will be a learning or teaching mankind how to make ships on this way or in this way. Then Allah described this ship, تجري بأعيننا جزاء لمن كان كفر. And the next verse, verse 14, floating, this ship floating under our eyes, under our eyes, a reward for him who had been rejected. Who had been rejected? Question is to you. Allah says here, a reward for him who had been rejected. Noah alayhi salam. Yes. تجري بأعيننا, floating on this water. This water, you know, its height reaches the peaks of mountains. And بأعيننا, under our eyes, meaning we see it under our eyes and we care for it and preserve it. And the ba in bi'ayunina, the letter ba, bi'ayunina, meaning that the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accompanies this ship. So Allah sees it and Allah takes care of it. Why? Because it's a ship. A ship that was built for the taqwa of Allah, to attain taqwa, piety and righteousness, and a salvation to the awliya, to the believers, from drowning. And so Allah said also a reward for him who had been rejected. And that was Nuh, because they rejected him and they belied him. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that saving Nuh by this ship was a reward to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards the good doers in ways that are much more in magnitude than their goodness. And then in the next verse, قال الله تعالى وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَاهَا آيَةً فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ. And indeed we have left this as a sign. Then is there any that will remember or receive admonition? We left it as a sign. The meaning could be that we left this story of Noah
and the drowning of his people as a sign, remaining for those who come after them. Or that the other meaning is, we left it, meaning the ship. And what is intended here is the kind of the ship. We made it as an ayah, a sign for those who come after Noah. And both meanings are possible. And the foundation in the interpretation of the Quran, that if a verse can take two meanings that are not opposing each other, and no one of them preponderate the other, then the verse can be carried on both meanings. And so therefore, accordingly, Allah left the story as a sign, an admonition for those who come after Noah, and the ship as a sign and admonition for people to make like by those who come after Noah. There is evidence for this in the Quran, that the nouns sometimes may refer to the kind, not to the singular. Like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mu'minun 23:67. قال الله تعالى, listen to this carefully, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينَ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينَ. No, المؤمنون, sorry, 12:13. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينَ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينَ. And indeed we created man. Listen to this, man. Who is meant by man here? Adam. Out of an extract of clay, water and earth, right? This is a reference to whom? This is a reference to whom? To Adam. Right? Then in the next verse, ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين. Thereafter we made him. نطفة. Sexual discharge. In a safe lodging in the womb of the woman. Is this Adam? Does this refer to Adam? No. It refers to whom? To man who is of the same kind of Adam. Right? To man who is of the same kind of Adam, and they are the offspring of Adam. Right? So therefore the same noun refers to the kind, not to the singular. Is that clear? Okay. Another example on this is in Surah Al-Mu'minun now. I'm sorry, Surah Al-Mulk 67 verse 5. Another example on this. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. Listen to this carefully. And indeed we have adorned the nearest heaven with lamps, and we have made such lamps as missiles to drive away the shayateen, the devils, and have prepared for them the torment of the blazing fire. It is not the lamps in the heavens that shoot at the shayateen, but these are missiles that come from them and target the shayateen. You understand? Although in this case, the same noun had been used. You see that? For both. Now, yes. فهل من مدكر؟ Verse 15. And indeed we have left this as a sign, then is there any that will remember or receive admonition? This exclamation, is there any? This is for arousing awakeness. For arousing awakeness. Meaning, is there any that will take admonition in regard to what occurred to those who rejected the messengers from destruction? This is one aspect. It is said, on the other hand, that this exclamation is a command, and that the meaning is remember. Command meaning remember. And whether we say, whether they say that this exclamation is for arousing awakeness or as a command, what's duty upon us is that we remember and fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the punishment of Allah on this ummah is not comprehensive on all of them, but rather it may fall certain regions taken by punishment because of what the foolish amongst them commit from sins and wrongdoings. As Allah stated in Surah Al-Anfal 8:25, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And fear the fitna, affliction, which affects not in particular, وَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ, which affects, listen, not in particular only those of you who do wrong, but it may afflict all the good and the bad people. And know that Allah is severe in punishment. Then Allah stated in the next verse 16, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرُ. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرُ. Then how terrible was my torment and my warnings. This كيف, how, is for magnification and amazement. How great was the torment in magnitude, and the warnings were so strong. And it is said that the exclamation here, how, may refer to attestation, meaning that Allah makes the people attest to the punishment and to the warning. But the first meaning is closer, meaning how terrible was the torment and the warning afflicting those of my enemies. And also the warnings. So the punishment that took place upon those people of Noah is a warning, and dreadful warning to us, not to oppose the command of Allah and His Messenger. And the next verse, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. And we have indeed made the Quran easy to understand and remember. Then is there any that will remember or receive admonition? Made it easy. And the Quran is the book of Allah, which He sent down upon His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is called Quran because it is recited . We made the Quran easy, للذكر. Some said for remembrance in memory, and that it is easy for the one who intends to memorize it. And it is said that it is easy in its meanings for those who contemplate it. because of the ease of its words. And it is said that what is intended is the remembrance and the admonition. Meaning the one who recites the Quran so that he understands and remembers and takes heed and benefits and receives admonition. This meaning is the closest meaning. Evident by the saying of Allah, فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرْ. Is there any that will remember or receive admonition? So, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the Quran easy in this way, then shouldn't we take heed and remember? This is what should be fitting to all of us. This is with respect to Noah and his people. And in the next verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take another nation, the people of Ad, to whom he had sent their prophet Hud. What was their position and what took place after the rejection of the prophet Hud alayhi salam? We stop here, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who will remember and receive admonition. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.